Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Paul Offley, the king of compliance for estate agency with the Guild. Thanks for joining me today. Paul, how do estate agents protect themselves and their vendors from dual fees?
Interesting, because I would say probably at least once or twice a week, I get some queries from an agent where a seller is concerned about a dual fee situation. And it's really, you know, important that, that sellers are aware of that. So if we go back probably 12, 18 months, the Ombudsman and the National Trading Standards issue guidance on what actions agents need to take, both in terms of when a property withdraws from them and when you're taking on a new property. And both of those are really key to make sure that somebody's not put in a dual fee position. So let's imagine you're the agent that somebody withdraws from. What it's really important to do is, at the point of your agency no longer acting for them, you should write to that seller and name every single person who was viewed for through your agency. Now, why is that important? It's important because the Ombudsman and Trading Standards say that the definition of an introduction is the agent who arranges the viewing, that the viewing is confirmed in writing, and the viewing has taken place. And they're the three things that they will say determines whether you are the introducing agent or not. So if you are in a position where somebody's leaving your agency, make sure you tell your sellers exactly the people that are viewed, and that if any of those people go on to buy, you will be entitled to raise your fee. And again, the other big question I get is, how long does that last for? And again, remember that if somebody leaves your agency and goes on the market with another agent, the time period is 6 months. And if no other agent is used, the time period is 2 years. So again, make sure that's all pointed out in a letter. There is then no confusion.
Is there any need for the agent losing the property to send a letter to the other agent saying, these are my buyers?
I don't think there's a need to, unless you know the agent's going to be. But what you should do is, if you are the agent that's taking on a property which has been on the market with somebody else, you should certainly ask if they received a letter from their previous agent with a list of buyers.
If that other agent, the first agent, doesn't send the letter to the vendor, does that mean that they haven't got a leg to stand on?
Again, I think it's difficult, because that would down to sort of a regulator or down to the Ombudsman to review. I think it would be seen that you've not followed the right process, so therefore the seller may be able to say, I didn't realise that. That letter at the end just makes it really clear and transparent of when that's going to take
so
place.
So just to confirm, if someone has viewed a property, viewed it, and then you've followed it up afterwards, you send a letter from you as the agent saying, these are the people who have viewed the property, and if they subsequently buy the property, I will be entitled to my fee.
Correct.
And if the property goes to another agent, that's a period of 6 months. Is that 6 months from the letter or 6 months from the viewing?
6 months from the date of termination.
Okay, of the sole agency agreement. And it's 2 years if it doesn't sell through an agent.
Correct, yes. But also just remember that the important bit that sometimes we miss is that if you are that agent that's taking on a property, you've got your new instruction, really important to understand whether that house has been on the market with an agent previously, and if it has, get that list of viewers where a fee could be claimed. Because if one of those people comes along to your agency and then wants to make an offer, you should really refer them back to agent one, because they are the introducing agent. And it doesn't matter whether agent one put it on the market at £200,000 more than what it was really worth, and agent two has got it on at the more realistic price, which is why they found the buyer. Doesn't matter. Ombudsman, Trading Standards guidance, it's the agent that makes that first viewing. Get that list when you put the property on, and you're then reducing putting your seller in a dual fee position.
Thank you for your time today. You've been absolutely amazing as always.